Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 381 on Saturday, July 19th, 2025, or Sunday the 20th of July if you're here in Aussie land or any part of the world that is ahead. We have coffee. So cheers. I made a mocha, cause a little bit of chocolate with your coffee is always a damn good way to start a day and a show. Cold. Yes, Chris. Obviously not to the level of your cold. Or probably a lot of other people's cold, but for me and little Queensland, Australia, that is pretty much like sunny 90% of the time. Let me have a look. Today is it going to load? No, we're not going to load. Of course we're not going to frickin' load. Because I want it to load and now it's not loading. Okay, so it's 15 degrees Celsius. So whatever that is converted. Today is, the low is 11 and the high is 21. And again, that's in Celsius. So, again, I understand that probably for a lot of people, that's like, Lita, that's not cold. And I'm like, for where I am, it is. And my hands are cut. I forgot to get my fingerless gloves on. So yeah, so I've got the, this is a lovely warm jumper, so if you're not used to it, I get it. Exactly, and, you know, also, before I forget, I apologize for my backdrop. We don't have a backdrop. I took it down to clean out some of the cupboards and to get rid of, donating. I've got a lot of stuff, a lot, and I culled through, not even gonna say like maybe 2%, and I've done some bags up to do some donating because it's just, you know, I'd much rather just it go to people in need. I've just got to figure out if a charity place is going to be best, or whether there might be like a women's shelter or some sort of shelter. Not because, look, we all know charity shops can be a little bit of a concern. Let's just put it that way. And I'd like it to actually help the people that it needs to help, not be skimmed off, if that makes sense. I'm trying to be worded in a way. So I took the backdrop down. Long story short, later, as my boss would say, long story short, took it down, I folded it, and I've actually got it in the drawer, in the second drawer, and I went to grab it out. But the first drawer, the bottom has dropped, And because the base of the drawer has dropped down into the second drawer, I can't pull out the second drawer until I deal with the top drawer. And it was going to take me much longer than 5 minutes. And I just went, you know what? That's a problem for future Lita. Today, maybe tomorrow. And we will just deal with it then. So we're going with the good old no backdrop. So that's my story. Anyway, hello chat room. Chris is here. Thank you for being here, Chris. It's lovely to see you. I know life is being crazy. So I appreciate you being here. Thank you. Anyone else around? I'm going to say that Zep might be somewhere. If you're here, hello, welcome. Thank you for joining us. What have I been doing? Let's do a quick recap. Not a lot. Since the last show, I tripped and fell. Did some damage to my arms. Thankfully I did a tuck and roll. I haven't told you about this because this must have been after the last show. Oh, that's right. So, last show. When I finished the last show, I went outside to put my cup into, to wash up my cup. And I was greeted by water. Everywhere through the laundry kitchen area. Had come up through my shower and also through the toilet area. So I think I'd mentioned that I was having a slight issue, but at that stage it was like we were going to deal with it Monday. Within the time frame of me doing the show and coming out from the show, it went from a level 4 that I was like, okay, yep, we know there's an issue, we'll contact and we'll get someone out Monday. It went to over 9,000. And then I spent the rest of in between trying to get the editing done, cleaning. We called out a plumber. Fantastic on a Sunday. And thankfully no pipes were broken. It was just a blockage. And I don't know if you guys have the same set of rules over there as to buying like toilets and things like that, but apparently they changed the rules a while ago, and a lot of the newer toilets, etc., the flushing capabilities, the plumber was saying, is not like back in my day. And they've kind of halved it. So what used to be the first flush and then the second flush back in the day was strong enough to, you know, flush everything through the pipes. They've now cut that into half. So the toilets are, the second flush, like they've literally cut everything into half. So you're not using as much water, but therefore it's really not flushing properly, if that makes sense. So he said a lot of times, and not just with ours, he says this is right through, like, it is a problem. But you have to flush more. Exactly. Because it's not using the pressure. So it kind of needs to go back to the pressure that we had back in the day before they changed everything to be more, I don't know, eco-friendly. I don't know what the word is. But he said, therefore, it's not, you know, it's not doing what it needs to do. And therefore, you just, he says, you keep getting these issues. And he says he sees it every week. It's like multiple places because the water pressure is not, the water isn't flushing through the pipes because of the changes that they made. So, yeah, so that was great. And I ended up, disinfecting. Yeah, so it was great. He came out within a couple of hours of getting rung. He was out there, and I think he was maybe out for an hour or so. It wouldn't have been more than 2 hours, but still, on a Sunday, you know, it is what it is. But it just literally went from, okay, everything's, we know we've got an issue, we should be good, we'll deal with the issue Monday, to, oh, we need to deal with it like now, like 5 minutes ago. So yeah, so that happened. And then Monday morning, we had taken everything out of the cupboard that controls where the pipes are and where one of the spots he had to get into. So I was putting back the bleach and the the stuff. And as I've come back in, because I'd moved the mats at the back door, and I had two bottles of bleach in one hand. I had the bottle of wash in the other hand. And I've just come through the back door into the laundry kitchen area. And my foot has just caught on the lip. And I fell. And it was not great, but didn't break anything, hurt myself a lot, managed to do a bit of a roll and not land on my face or on my chest, and managed to end up on my back. How I did that, I still don't know. So, yeah, I did damage and bruise up my arms and my knees, and strained my neck and things like that. So that was my time after the last show. So that took me a bit to recover. I'm still finding bruising bruises on my legs and my knees. But thankfully, didn't end up with glasses in the face, because I managed to somehow get my glasses off when I fell. And yeah, it was not good. The other fun bit was, I'm laying on the floor trying to call out to my family. I didn't have my watch on, I didn't have my phone, and I'm yelling, and nobody came. So that was a really fun sensation. And quite alarming. Yeah. But anyway, we're okay. We're here. So so it's been a little bit of a time. And thankfully, with not working, that gave me the chance to recover. So I've not had to push myself. So yeah, so long story short, which it wasn't, short story long, maybe. Yeah, it's been a very interesting couple of weeks. So let's just say that. All right, so I hope everyone is doing well. Hope nobody is sick. Everyone's coping with life and all of that. And again, thank you for hanging out. But we had a bit of a story time today. So, but now let's get started. Let's get started. So, anyone, timestamps, what are we at? So many minutes and Lita hasn't even talked about the challenges. There's honestly, there's not really a huge amount to talk about. I'm sorry, it's pretty boring. There's not a lot, like, unless I missed everything, but we'll get into that. What I did want to say is there was congratulations to Sea Bear for becoming our third The War Within Working Man Challenge champion. So we've got another max level. So that's fantastic. They were a Drakthea. Yes. Sorry, I'm just having a mental look. So there was no write-up done. And again, I just wanted to have the reminder. I think I try and do this every few shows to remind people, your allied races, DKs, demon hunters, etc., don't get write-ups. I think we did a write-up for. We made one exception, and that exception was because it was something. It was a little bit unusual, but normally that we don't. So even if the website like pops up and says, "Hey, get in contact," like get in contact, absolutely. Like if you're like, "Hey, the website told me to get in contact," but just remember that if. I then come back at you to say, excellent, well, congratulations. However, because we don't do write-ups for Allied Race, thank you for reaching out. Well done. I hope you go again. But yeah, just remember that we don't do write-ups for everyone, and it's mostly because Allied Races. Chris says it's all about mounts and mogs at the moment. And that's true. There's not a lot. There hasn't really been a lot challenger focused wise. I mean, I guess you could say technically, doing a challenge toon is obviously not the normal way to play the game. And Blizzard would say, well, that's not what we've built the game for, and understandably, but there's just not really a lot that challenger-wise at the moment. Obviously, we've still got people leveling, which you'll see shortly when I go through State of the Challenges, which is fantastic and well done, like to everyone doing all of that. But I also understand where we've got these, do I want to say, like downtime moments where Blizzard has added stuff in to chase things, with the greedy goblins, the treasure goblins, what's the other one that's on at the moment that gives the buff for running? Chris, you'll know exactly. I can't think of what it is. I can see it, and I can't think of what it is. The buff to help get Winds of Wisdom. No, I'll talk about that one in a minute. The mount one to help get with the old raids. And apparently then that doesn't even equate to every single raid. And I don't know if you guys are finding, because I've been taking Leader through some of the old, like the old stuff, to get, because again, Invincible, it's how many years later and I still don't have the friggin' thing. Collector's Bounty, thank you. So, so why not make use of it because I've been trying for a long frickin' time. But still. No. I think I got one mount, but even that one wouldn't have come from Collector's Bounty because it was a world boss. So I got the one from Nalak over in front of Isle of Thunder. It's a world boss. The world bosses don't count in Collector's Bounty. So every other dungeon raid that I've been doing, nothing. And then I've got other people who are like, I got this. And I'm like, God damn it. So yeah, it's like obviously understandable. So look, let's talk about it. Hang on, just bear with me while I find. That's not the one you want, leader. It's the one that you're on, leader. Okay. So, I think this is the one. So, yeah. So, I was looking on Wowhead yesterday. And, you know, again, they were talking about, obviously, all the various things that we've got. How cool is this? I want that as a backdrop for my a background, having those two. I wonder if I can get that. Save as. What's it going to save as? No, a web page. I want the... Isn't that beast? It's very cool. I really like that picture. So they were talking about, yeah, so the Winds of Mysterious Fortune buff is live. And again, and we say it every single time. Look, this is stuff that if you can't click it off, it's except, like, there's nothing that we can do about this stuff when Blizzard adds buffs, zone-wide buffs, or in-game buffs for a certain period of time. So, it is what it is. Go forth, level, have fun. It's not going to flag you because Blizzard made the decision to go, everybody gets this. Regardless. So we're giving you this as a bonus. Nothing we can do about it. If the ability there is to click it off, then sure, but they normally do not have that ability, so it is what it is. They talk about launching of Mists Classic, which again is just crazy. That is an excellent picture. That is such an excellent picture. Has anyone done the lore walking with Cho? I've done two out of the three in Dornagal. I did the, hang on, what have I did? I did the Lich King and the Ethereals. I haven't done the other one yet. Because again, it's not something you can do in 5 minutes. It takes a bit of time to go through the story. But it's really cool. Don't do it on challenge soon. But if you're, you know, if you want to do something a little bit different in game, then I would seriously say, again, brings up emotions of seeing the lore and in a very condensed version, which is fantastic. So we've got Mists of Pandaria Classic goes live July 21st, so that will be in a couple of days' time. Again, that's not really worrying about that. So they've got save the date for GamesCon 2025, which is August the 19th. Ooh, now that's a good screenshot. Ooh, can I get that one? Wonder if I can get that one. That's cool. I like that. It's like, that's what my Voidie needs to be. That version would be Chartres. That's my Void Walker. That has been my Void Walker since Leader was created. That's what I want. And much more powerful, because they're not like they used to be. Which is so annoying. So, anyone going to GamesCon? Just in case, maybe. Maybe someone is. So they've got 5 days of non-stop community celebration, live esports, and more as we kick things off with opening night live and unveil midnight for the first time in a live stream direct from Cologne, Germany. That'd be really cool. I wonder if Grand Nagus is going. Chris, do you know? Has he? I don't know. That would be kind of cool. Anyway, so that is something coming up next month. Don't know. Okay. Yeah, I haven't really heard much from him lately. I mean, I think life, like, everyone's lives is just gets a bit crazy. So, yeah. Alright, they also just talk about last chance for the War Within Season 2 achievements and rewards. I guess if that's something that you're chasing, again, you're not chasing it on a challenge soon. And if you are, you're crazy. We love you, but you're crazy. So there was that. And then we've got about the Winds of Mysterious Fortune event is now live. So it does say get satchels chock full of valuable and unique items with the return of the Winds of Mysterious Fortune event. And take advantage of the Winds of Mysterious Fortune 20% experience buff. 20% crazy. Catch up on your alts, finish missed content and unlocks, and dive into the latest content in The War Within. So that's from July 15 to August 12. There's more than meets the eyes as the winds blow by. I like it. That's cool. What else have they got? Brave the challenges within the dungeons of Pandaria. We're not doing that. The War Within, the Zone and Dungeon of Karesh. Have I said Karesh? To the starter zone for your green mount. Should go do the starter zone for your green mount. Karesh. Just Karesh. Okay. You know, words are hard. Pronunciation. My brain. We all know this. We've just got to leader through the state of the challenges is a prime example. What's go do the starter zone? If you do the Panda Starter Zone, you get a Green Serpent. Also, Elegong, give me my friggin' mount. That's another one that just goes, nope. Okay. Honestly, okay, thanks, Chris. I'll check it out. Green Serpent sounds cool. I tell you what I have been doing on Leader. Because, again, we have all these mounts. We have all these transmog. So I am seriously trying to transmog her every, if not every day, every couple of days. And then, of course, because you've got to have a mount to go with your transmog. And I'm trying to not pick the same thing. So I'm looking through my mounts. And I've got a freaking lot of mounts. A lot. And I'm like, pick something different. Stop picking the usual suspects. Wowhead will have something on it. Okay, I'll look into it. Thank you, Chris. So there's lots of stuff. And then they've got, how cute is this? Set scale for new adventures with a 6-month subscription. So they're giving the Herald of Sabak? Skyriding Mount. Another thing to mention. Can we please... Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's not. But let me just say this. Trading Post. Blizzard. If you are putting mounts in the Trading Post, whether that is to purchase with your coins or as the monthly, what would you call it, gift, whatever you get, if you complete and you get that at the end of the month, can we please not have frickin' ground mounts? They need to be able to go ground and sky. Why would you give me a freaking awesome undead horse that I cannot put up into the sky? And we need more tendies, as Chris said. That really bugged me when I got my horse. I think I bought the purple one, and I went, sweet, transmog the Leader. I'm like, she's so set, she's rocking it, and I go to take off, and thankfully I wasn't on top of something. I just went, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me, it's a ground mount. I'm like, what the actual... How much did you buy this month? I actually went through a fair bit. I think I've only got like 100 tendies left. I didn't use up too many last month. But yeah, and even then I'm like, seriously. For every Trading Post little achievement that you do after you've capped it, you should get bonus. It should be bonus tendies. Because as much as that I would like to also have your gloves and your capes and all of that. Like, Leader's on ranty. Ranty, chatty, ranty ability. Wouldn't that be cool? Like, if you keep doing the Traveler's Log and getting some of those achievements that you should be getting... Well, you've achieved it. Because I have my add-on that pops it up and goes, well, you've achieved it. And it's like, yeah, that's great. But I've already completed it. So I'm not getting anything bonus. There should be bonuses. Just saying. Let me go work for Blizzard. I know how to restructure that. Exactly. Holy Christ. She says, I would do every bloody one in game to get more tendies. There is not enough tendies. And even if you said, okay, we'll give you at 50%. So say if you're doing something and technically it would have been 100, well, give me 50 because I've already completed it. But frickin' give me something because there is not enough. And I understand why they do it, because they want you to keep coming back. But it's like, God damn it. I want all the things and I want them now. Okay, so what else is it? For a limited time, catch the tropical wave pack. Seize the day, oh my God, seize the day and make a sun-kissed splash with a bundle that includes two beach-ready transmog sets. Black tropical swimwear and black tropical beachwear. While shredding waves on your Kikin Kazan wave shredder. My God, I didn't see that. So that's in the shop. I don't know how I feel about that. I kind of like the purple one. Like on the troll and the, what is it, Drenai? I don't know about the other. I have the blue and orange that you've got them. Okay. I don't. No, yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how I feel about them, but like anything, you know, we have all these things that if you want to go and purchase them, they're there. So, interesting. But I mean, cool, again, cool. And I'm sure they'll probably come into the trading post eventually. I mean, that seems to be something. The Murloc floaties are amazing, especially on a panda or a torrent. Oh, on a panda. Oh, yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good. All right. Well, look, that's the only thing that I've got. Again, if I've missed anything, let me know. The orange and the blue ones were Trader's Post last June. Oh, was that? Really? Were they? I thought they were. Yeah, I probably didn't. Same set. Okay. Yeah, I guess maybe I just didn't really look at them. When you've got limited tendies, this is, and again, we're probably all in the same boat. When you've got limited tendies on your account, I'm probably more looking at the things that are really like a pet or a mount is normally what I'm going to go through, look at first. Then I quite often look at the transmog of weapons, so in particularly a staff or a wand, because obviously to me I'll always think of leader first. So what can she use first? It doesn't matter if everyone can use it, but I kind of, you know, how's it going to look on her, is normally my go-to. And then I kind of look at, you know, sometimes the shoes, sometimes the gloves or the capes. So, yeah. But anyway, again, there is things to do within the game, which is good, but it does feel a bit like downtimey because obviously we're waiting on midnight and all of that kind of stuff, but there's still a lot of things you can be doing in game. And you know, if you want a break from doing all of this stuff, then go and play a challenge tune, which, you know, which is always a fun thing. We've got, you know, there's many different ways that you can do, from your traditional Iron Man through to, you know, you just want to go and kill shit, make a bloodthirsty. All right, let's look at our state of the challenges, because we have had a lot of people who have been leveling, which is fantastic. So, again, apologies on the way that I pronounce things, because we know I'm going to butcher something. All right, state of the challenges. So irons, we have got 10 irons for this week. At number 10, we've got Mirage at level 17. 9 is Lucy, level 18. 8 is 3 in, and I'm already, my brain is already looking at as virus. I don't know if that's quite how you say it, but anyway. Level 18, 7 is Iron Type C, level 20, number 6, Iron Maiden, what a great name, it's level 24, RIP, bummer, but what a fantastic name for an iron, great. Number 5, Iron Patrick at level 26. 4 is Tantalus at level 28. 3 is Iron Iora at level 29. 2 is Iron Maiden, another slightly different spelling. They made level 30. Yay! And number 1 is Hoganilla at level 71. It is, that is a really great name. Iron Maiden. For an iron, obviously, should be a female character. Iron Maiden. It'd need to, I feel like it would need to either be human, dwarf, earthen. I don't see it fitting a blood elf. You know what I mean? Like, I could see those three races as being the name of having an Iron Maiden. Maybe it's just me. All right, Bloods. We had 5 Bloods this week. So at number 5, Houston at level 11. 4 is AdGamingNZ, level 14. 3 is Blood Agent at level 21. 2 is Dexfer at level 22. And number 1 this week is Silverhill at level 69. Pacifists. We've got 2 pacifists. So we've got Pacifist Vol. Level 12. Number 1 is Harmless at level 77. RIP. I wonder what happened. They've been doing so well. If you've got the tune, let us know. Like, commiseration, 77 on a pacifist. Ouch. Wonder what happened. Okay, Working Men, we had 4 this week. We've got Red Wolven at level 22, RIP. 3 is Working at level 48. 2 is Azzy Works at level 75. Go Azzy! And number 1 was Sea Bear at level 80, making them our third The War Within Workingman Challenge Champion. Alright, greens. We've got three greens. We've got Celissa at level 10. Two is Hergsgar at level 22. And number one is Greenly Can at level 70 RIP. We had no Tins, Blood teams, or Green Man teams this week. However, we do have an Iron team. And I think it might be a new team. It's McGurgle Inc. And they hit level 22. So that's very exciting. So whoever's on that team, well done. You can do it. You can do it. Which is fantastic. So it's good to see. We've still got people out there trying the teams. Must admit, most teams have normally been two people. Still, it would be awesome if there was ever a five-man team. That would be... It's one of the things. Remember, a long, long time ago... And I'm not going to sing the song because I'll probably get a strike. Good song. But Stir... No, Stir wasn't there, was he? No, Stir wasn't there. Stone, Nisi, myself, Fair, who was the fifth, I can hear him in my head, I can hear his voice, oh my god, I can't think of who it is, one of our like OG challenge player. No, it wasn't Zorts. Who passed away? No, it wasn't Never Died. Oh my god, I've completely gone blank. He passed away. Not Tiber. Tiber wasn't there, but it was... Oh. He'd passed away a little bit before Tiber and Fair had... Before we lost them. And we did the contest in honor of him. Oh my god, I completely, like, it's gone out of my brain. Well, challenges, where did I put it? Going to the contest page, yeah. I'm just trying to have a look to see what I've got. Never Died is still around. Who's our other OG? Oh my god, where the hell did I put all my stuff? I'm just trying to look in my, I can't see it. I'm having a complete nutter. Anyway. We did the Rogue 5. Honoring 5. Yeah. So it was Stone, myself, Nisi, 5, and Fair. And we had started a five-man Iron team this was many, many, many years ago. 5, maybe longer. And we'd made, we were leveling out in Overwatch. I think we all made teams and then congregated, made our way to, we decided we'd start in Overwatch. Yeah. 5. Rest in peace, 5 and Fair. And Tiber. Anyway, to them, it was some really good fun times. I don't think we got very far. And I'm pretty sure no one died, but again, trying to schedule 5 people. And especially when you've got one person in a completely different time zone to 4 other people. Yeah, made it exceptionally challenging. But I live in hope that one day there will be a 5-man Iron Man team that makes it to max. So cheers. Cheers, everybody. Oh, God, Leader, you need to finish the show. You nearly finished your coffee. Chris says, we tried it with 5 of us and got to, like, level 10. And you know what? It is really hard to get 5 because, again, everyone has to stay within, because you've got to watch kills, you've got to watch your killing blows, you've got to be careful that you're all within to be getting XP and the kill. Like, yeah, schedules are hard, but the dynamics of just leveling, because all of a sudden you've got one person who'd be like, I'm just going in this direction, as someone says, I'm going in this direction. And, you know, you don't split the party. Don't split the streams. Yep, we were all druids as well, so we called ourselves Who Moonfired. Oh, I love it. That is a great name. Oh, Moonfire for a druid name. Chris, please tell me that you've already thought of that and have one. Alright, let's go to chit-chat, because otherwise Leader will just sit here and chit-chat, and I have got much things to do today after editing. Oh, probably not. Maybe I'll just take it easy. Who knows? Alright. Ooh, no, I have a Guardian and Balance and Mummy and Taunt. And, yep. I think you need a Moonfire. Just saying. You're welcome. Alright. So, I had 2 that I found. So, the first one was, I don't think I've said this one before. Geology rocks, but geography is where it's at. Honestly, words to live by, really. I was like, it took me a minute to think about it, but then I was like, yes. And then the other one that I've got was, time flies like an arrow, fruit flies like a banana. And again, look, I just think words to live by. Sometimes, you know, when you're feeling a bit... Just, yeah. What do you say? I have at least one of every druid you can have, lol. Of course you do. Alright, now, the only other thing before I truly wrap up is I wanted to get some thoughts, and maybe Chris, you might, maybe Dee might have some thoughts as well, at some maybe you can ask him, or if anyone else has got some thoughts. So I need to look at, I can't just upgrade my PC because I have components in this PC that will not be compatible to just doing a straight upgrade. And that's fine, it is what it is. This PC is over 7 years old. Like, shit, she's done well. So I reached out to the guy who's been my PC repair dude for the last 7+ years, maybe it's closer to 10. Lovely guy, but I've got a feeling, because I can't find, the website's no longer there. And I emailed him, and he's normally would always be pretty good, and he's not come back from me. It didn't bounce back saying the email no longer exists, but he hasn't replied. So I'm trying to work out. I've got some places I can look on online to get. I don't want to build my own PC. I could do that if I wanted to, but it's a lot of time, and I haven't done that for a couple. Ren built this one. I think it was the one before this I had built, and the one before that. So I have built my own, but I feel like I just don't want to. My time, it's a lot of time to build a PC, and I just don't want to dedicate to that. So I'd much rather get it built, but I don't want to just buy stock, if that makes sense. Like, there's obviously things that I need. So are there any websites? Are there any good places to look at for gaming builds? Maybe that's the best thing. Because I can say, yes, I want this, 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 this. But it's more just trying to hone down what I want, and then working out. So if anyone's got any thoughts of good websites to look at, even if there's like YouTube videos or anything, let me know. Because again, I need to get something, and I need to get something that's going to work with, mostly for me playing WoW and for streaming. So any thoughts, let me know. I'm just putting it out there, because it's been like, Ren helped me build this one back 7+ years ago. So and the only thing I've upgraded to it was the graphics card, and I got extra storage put into it. So but other than that, the base of this machine has been with me for 7 years, over 7 years, which is crazy. So any thoughts, reach out, let me know, reach out through Discord, reach out through email me. You know, if you've got anything. Okay, you got Moonfire, of course you did, Chris. Fantastic, excellent. So if you've got anything of that, that would be great. Let me know. I'm scouring through things, trying to work out exactly what I need. Okay. Thank you. Also, what else was I going to mention? Mental blank. No, it's gone. It's gone. All right. Now, a big thank you to our wonderful Iron Elites. Doesn't really show up. I might have to change the color. Might change the color again. They're scrolling across on our screen. Again, wonderful. Thank you very much to everyone who supports us, our Iron Elites, whether that is through Twitch, with subscriptions through Twitch, through Patreon. Thank you very much. All the money that I get from our Iron Elites all goes towards paying for the website. Like all of it, and anything else I just cover myself. So greatly appreciated. Thank you. It's wonderful. So to all of you, thank you very much for that. If there's anything that you'd like thoughts on, anything special for Iron Elites, we've got the separate channel for in Discord. It's not a busy channel. Like, I think everyone's fairly chill. So, but if you've got any thoughts, let me know. I'm always open to thoughts, feedback, that kind of thing. To our wonderful mods, I want to say a huge thank you for being there. So, Stir, Awesome Trousers, Execute, Chris, Zaya, thank you so much for everything that you do. It's greatly appreciated, especially Zaya. Like, I know he's checking the coding, he's, you know, checking things for the website in the back end, all of that kind of stuff. So we appreciate the things that he does in particular, and to Rod as well, who helps out by doing backups and things of the website. Without them doing what they do, we wouldn't be here. So a huge thank you to them. It's much, much appreciated. And again, thank you guys for giving some time just to come and hang out with me while I prattle on and talk about, you know, the flooding of my IRL. Flooding of the kitchen through blocked pipes and all these things, and my little ranty rants and all of that. So thank you very much for chilling, being here, being supportive. It means a lot. Sorry, Lita, what are you doing? You're saying all these lovely things and... Siri, I'm not talking to you. Siri's having like a little flash. Siri thinks I'm talking to it. Stop it. Stop it, Siri. Stop. Sorry. Where is my little heart? So thank you to you all. I do appreciate it. So thank you very much. Now, that being said, we are coming up to August, and for those that have been around here for a minute, it is my birthday month. Do you like that? It is my birthday month, as well as it is the anniversary for WoW Challenges podcast, but that's towards the end. So I've only made a very last minute decision today, because I hadn't made this decision yesterday while I was doing the show notes, but I've made the decision today in between doing getting ready that I'm going to take a month off from after today. So I am hoping to get away. I haven't done that yet. I'd like to get away for my birthday. So, and that way I'll then be back for the end when we have our celebration for WoW challenges. Well, for those that want to celebrate, if you don't want to celebrate, that's fine. But, you know, we are coming up to another milestone of the show being around. So I will take... Yeah, so I'll be back on August the 16th, which will be after my birthday, and that should give me some time to be able to go and hopefully have a little proper holiday. I've not done that yet, and I'm hoping to be able to do that. So we'll see. So I'll be back on Saturday, August the 16th, so in a month's time, 7 p.m. Eastern. And by the time, hopefully, I'm back, we'll have some things to talk about, or prepping for what's happening at GamesCon and things like that. So we'll see. Hopefully we'll have a bit more news and we can go from there. So that's my plan. Okay. And again, I only just decided that this morning. So we'll see, but we'll do that. As for now, please check wowchallenges.com for all information on your challenges, your rules, your FAQs. Please remember to check the FAQ as well as your rules for each challenge, because the FAQ does have a lot more, like, nitty-gritty things that you doesn't really come into a rule, but yeah, there's still a lot of things tied with that, so please check that out. Don't forget, you'll also find all the information for the socials will be there. If you want to reach out to me, please send me an email. You can send it to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Contact me via Discord or reach out to the mods. Check the forums. There's many different ways that you can contact me, so please reach out if you need to. Other than that, I think I've covered everything. Chris, I think I have. And again, thank you very much. It's been a longer show. Notice I didn't say we were having a short show today. Because it rarely ever happens when I say we're having a short show and that actually happens. So, yeah. And I mean, we could sit here and just chat about many different things. But Chris does probably need to go to bed. And then I've got editing to do. So, on that note, I think... if I've missed anything, apologies. Again, well done to everyone leveling. Commiserations for everyone that we lost. And we lost a couple rough ones this week. Please just stay safe, both in and out of game. And I will see you in a month's time. After my birthday. Yeah, prepping for WoW Challenges podcast birthday. All right. Okay, guys, have a wonderful evening. Sleep tight, Chris, and I'll see you in a month. Bye, guys.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2025. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at incomnitech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.